It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump has called for an end to mail-in voting. Wisconsin was among the first states in the nation to allow absentee voting in the 1860s. In a Tuesday post to a social media platform, the president called for the removal of mail-in ballots and vote tabulation machines. He falsely claimed that they lead to massive voter fraud. He also falsely claimed that elections can never be honest with mail-in voting. In Wisconsin, more than 400,000 people mailed their ballots in the 2022 midterm election. To discuss the president's comments and the security of Wisconsin elections, we turn to a pair of state lawmakers who serve on the seven-member Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections. Republican Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin chairs the committee. He serves a district in the southeastern part of the state. And Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton also sits on the committee. Snodgrass serves a district in the east central part of the state, which includes most of Appleton, a portion of Grand Chute. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Representative Maxey, starting with you, do you support President Trump's call to end mail-in voting?
Well, you know, I'm torn on the issue. I've never been a fan of voting early myself, but in recent years have done it. But I go early in person.
Do you have specific concerns about mail-in voting? What is on your mind about it?
Well, to me, mail-in voting is a lot like a self-checkout. Dishonest people are going to do dishonest things, and it just gives them a greater ability to do that.
I'm going to read this directly from the Republican Party of Wisconsin website. It says, in part, banking your vote early and encouraging others to do so is crucial because it helps secure additional votes from Republicans who might not have voted otherwise. From this, it seems that the Wisconsin GOP is not supportive of the president's goals in elections. What do you see and hear in your party?
Well, that's where the conflict comes in, right? I've heard that as well, and I know both parties are encouraging people to vote early. There's some giant advantages if you're one of these people who's tired of the constant phone calls and knocks on your door. You're supposed to be able to identify those individuals that have voted early so that you can redirect your resources to those who haven't. Personally, I like going on the day of. I get to go and meet and talk with the poll workers who I don't necessarily see as often as I'd like. That way I can thank them in person. And there's something about being standing in a line, even though it may be short or long, depending on the volume of people. But being able to meet and talk to your neighbors and just kind of, you know, that whole communal thing of voting is missed when we all vote via mail or early in person.
Representative Snodgrass, President Trump has claimed that elections can never be honest with voting by mail. How important is mail-in voting in Wisconsin and with your constituents?
It's extremely important, and the president's comments are clearly false and frankly politically motivated. It's a strategy ahead of the midterms that casts any doubt on any election results that don't have Republican wins. You know, Representative Maxey was talking about his preference to vote in person. It is a preference that needs to be allowed for all voters. Not all voters have the ability to go on election day, work, family obligations, illness, etc. I often vote early in person because on election day, I'm busy talking to voters. So making sure that we still have the ability to vote early by mail or dropping it off at your clerk's office or a designated ballot drop box location is quite simply democratic.
So if the safest way to vote is only at your local precinct, only in line that day, only on election day, what impact would that have? Would that disenfranchise voters?
Absolutely. I mean, Wisconsin saw a 40% increase in 2024 compared to 2020 in absentee ballot voting or mail-in ballots. This is clearly a preference of a number of individuals. And the goal for us in the legislature, in the country, should be to encourage as many people to vote as possible and making all of those methods of voting safe and secure, but available to the people who need them.
Representative Maxey, here in Wisconsin, do you think have we proved the safety of voting by mail? Have we passed the threshold of it being safe here?
Well, I don't think we have to look any further than the irregularities that happened in Madison to understand why people have questions. I think at the end of the day, the most important thing is election integrity. Everyone in Wisconsin, whether they're Republican or Democrat, should know beyond the shadow of a doubt at the end of the day on election day what the outcome is. And when we have irregularities with 190 some votes not being counted in Madison, where in another case where absentee mail forms were sent out with duplicate ballots or multiple ballots, man, I really have to question that. And I certainly understand why people question the integrity of an election when things like that occur. Now, I know that their clerk in Madison has resigned, but
And I want to jump in here as you talk about the investigation that found a clerk in Madison oversaw a range of errors that resulted, as you mentioned, in nearly 200 ballots going uncounted in the 2024 presidential election. And the Elections Commission called the issues in Madison structural in nature. What reforms are needed in your mind?
Well, I think unfortunately we're going to go back to just kind of a lack of integrity on some people's behalf, and I don't know how you accidentally double stuff envelopes, with multiple ballots. You know that everybody gets one vote, so when an envelope is addressed to an individual, you don't put two ballots in it. There's also just the fact that they weren't forthcoming in the fact that they didn't count 190 some ballots.
But the error was caught.
The error was caught, but that's 190 people who didn't get to vote in that election.
We are talking about President Trump seeking to eliminate mail-in voting, saying he wants to lead a movement to end the use of absentee voting, get rid of voting machines. We have Representatives Dave Maxey here and Lede Snodgrass, two members of the state's Committee on Campaigns and Elections. Representative Snodgrass, President Trump has also called for the potential end of some vote tabulating machines. And Don Millis, a Republican member of the State Elections Commission, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that that move would delay the time needed to count votes by weeks. What effect do you think that could have on democracy?
Well, we already part of the reason that we have people who continue to bang the drum about some perceived election fraud is because it takes a long time to process those absentee ballots. We've talked about a Monday process bill that would enable clerks on the Monday before election to check the envelopes, open them up, get them ready, not feed them into the tabulator until election day, but to do that early processing, which would save an enormous amount of time and would shorten that window where we have those unofficial election results, hopefully on election night instead of, in the early morning hours or the next day. So when you talk about eliminating voting machines, we're going to extend that window again. And once again, fuel the perception. That's what this is about. This is about planting a seed early before the midterms to fuel the perception that somehow US elections are inherently not, filled with fraud or don't have integrity. Voting machine fraud claims have been debunked many times. In fact, we have even seen defamation lawsuits being paid out for Fox News because of their claims that the Dominion voting machines were somehow false. I mean, they had an $800 million settlement. There have been 60 lawsuits across many states from Trump and his allies aim to overturn the 2020 election results, that have been dismissed. There is not an issue with rampant fraud or even a minimal amount of fraud in election voting machines or absentee ballots. This is a false narrative, and we have to put a stop to it.
Representative Maxey, your colleague, Republican Representative Scott Krug, vice chair of the Campaigns and Elections Committee, has expressed support for a bill to allow election clerks to process absentee ballots earlier to avoid the so-called election night ballot dumps. Would you support this type of legislation?
I have in the past. And I've got to tell you, I believe it would speed up the process, because at the end of the day, we need those results to come in much earlier than they have been. I know part of the issue is that due to COVID, we allowed or expanded mail-in ballots, which increased the number dramatically, which then results in more ballots that have to be counted that came in that way. That did slow everything down and has results coming in at 2-3 in the morning. If those ballots were processed, at least verifying that there were the individual had completed the ballot, signed the ballot, was witnessed by an individual in advance. Two things can happen. You can identify any errors and allow your clerks to get in touch with those people so they could correct those ballots in advance of election day. And you would be able to get those results much earlier at night. And when they're not coming in at 2 in the morning with ballot dumps, when we were all told that they had stopped counting for the night, you would have more people believing in the election results.
Well, Representatives Maxey and Snodgrass, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That is Republican Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin, chair of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, and Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton, serving a district in the east central part of the state.